In this poster, we show a new method to increase the aerial density of indium arsenide transcrystal of quantum dots using a predeposition of indium aluminium arsenide quantum dots. Since the aluminium adatoms have a very low surface diffusion, so they create a more nucleation centers and lead to a very high density of small indium aluminium arsenide transcrystal of quantum dot. So in the present work, we deposited 5 samples of indium aluminium arsenide quantum dots in order to optimize the aluminium content and get a density of indium aluminium arsenide quantum dots as high as possible. Figure 1 shows IFM images showing the surface of a single layer of indium aluminium arsenide quantum dots with different aluminium content. Their density has a maximum around 50% of aluminium, as we can see in the figure 1F. Now, let's see the influence of predeposition of indium aluminium arsenide quantum dots on the density of indium arsenide quantum dots. As we can see in the figure 2B, when inionized quantum dots are growing on the top of this inionized quantum dots, their density can increase up to a factor of 3 when compared to a single layer of inionized quantum dots. Then we optimized the thickness of the GIS spacer between the layers of inionized quantum dots and inionized quantum dots. We use it here inionized with 30% of aluminium. The samples were analyzed by IFM and PL at 77K. We can see from figure 3 that the density of inionized quantum dots in the top layer increases linearly with decreasing the level of the spacer thickness. And from figure 4, all the samples containing P layer have an emission close to that of usual inionized quantum dots, suggesting that the inionized quantum dots are not optically active, which is due to the smaller size and lower indium content of the indium aluminium arsenide quantum dots. As a conclusion, we found that the 30% of aluminium and a GIS spacer of 2 nanometer were necessary to provide the best results.